Welcome to the Old Time Radio Westerns. I'm your host, Andrew Rines, and let's get into this episode. This episode is going to be The Cisco Kid. Title of this episode is Two Faces of Death. Let's get into it, and I hope you enjoy.
Is the Cisco Kid. Come ride with Pancho and me on this exciting adventure which we have called Two Faces of Death. The first use of ether as an anesthetic in surgery was in 1842. It has been disputed whether Dr. Jackson, Dr. Morton, or Dr. Long was the first to apply its usage to medicine. But the benefit gained has never been disputed, except in the case of an incident which occurred in the 1870s.
We soon be in San Antonio, no, Cisco?
Si, Pancho. It'll be none too soon for me, so we can get rid of our prisoner.
Can't be too soon for me, neither.
Well, that bandido, Ray Pasco, you not got much to say now. You say plenty when you capture him, Cisco.
Leave him alone, Pancho. And do all his talking from behind the bars of the penitentiary he's going to.
I ain't there yet, Cisco. If I do get locked up, somehow I'll get out and I'll come after you. I'll get you.
Well, if you think any of your outlaw partners come to help you, you're wrong.
Never mind, Pancho.
Cisco and Pancho use the six guns they carry. You know that. We'll be able to use these Winchesters, too.
Unload that rifle and put it down, Pancho. Pay no attention to what Pasco says.
Oops, the bullet.
Here it is.
Oh, gracias for catching it when it popped out of the chamber. Pancho think maybe that... Madre mía, what's that?
Pancho!
Can you hear me? Ray Pasco, are you alive?
Oh, yeah. Who is it?
Never mind. I'm here to help you.
The car seat got me pinned down.
I will lift it up. There. Now, can you get up?
Well, I reckon I can. What happened?
There was a train wreck.
Why in blazes are you helping me? I don't know you. I never saw you before.
I help you because I need you and because you need me even more.
Yeah? Who are you?
Dr. Gustav von Breit.
Where are them two law-loving guards of mine? I ain't leaving here until I'm sure Pancho and the Cisco Kid are dead.
Better you do as I say. I have the plan and the means to carry it out. Believe me, with my methods, your revenge will be much sweeter. And you will still be able to kill them.
A little more work with this file and I'll have the rest of them changed off you, Ray.
Well, I still don't know who any of you are or why you're helping me.
Permit me to make introductions. As you already know, I am Dr. von Breit.
Yeah, that's what you said.
The gentleman filing your chains is Gil Crossman.
Howdy, Ray.
And this charming young woman is Edna Bentley.
Glad to see you alive and in one piece, Ray. I wasn't sure the doc's plan to wreck the chain would work.
There you are, Ray. You're free as a bird.
Well, thanks, Gil. Yeah, so you three wrecked the train, huh?
Let us say we contributed to the destruction of an enemy.
An enemy?
Yeah, the law.
Your enemy and ours. Eh, Ray?
Well, these chains speak for themselves, as far as I'm concerned.
Now, they are no problem to you.
Well, all right. What do you want?
Why'd the law put you in chains, Ray?
What are you handing me? You know.
Sure, we know. Because they were able to pin the murder of that train guard onto you. Your bad luck was that they found his body.
But they never found the train. And the army payroll it was carrying. $320,000.
I don't know nothing about that train.
Oh, come now, Ray. We all know better.
I never said I knew about the train. But supposing I do know.
Yeah. Supposing you do.
I didn't tell the law about it. Why should I tell you?
Because of what the doc's carrying in his little black bag, Ray.
What?
The equivalent of a complete pardon for you in the eyes of the law.
I don't believe you. Let me see.
Come here. I'll show you.
ain't nothing in here but a bunch of Doc's tools.
Ray, could you walk the street to San Antonio right now?
What do you mean?
Edna means you'd be recognized and slapped into the calaboose before you got halfway down the block from this house.
All right, so I would. I ain't disputing it.
Doc can fix that with these tools in this bag.
I have performed operations of this type in Europe. Through a series of surgical grafts, I can change the features of your face.
I'm the living proof of it, Ray. I'm wanted by as many badge toters as you are. The doc changed my appearance, and now I come and go where I like.
And the law can't touch him, Ray.
You can do this, Doc.
On my word as a gentleman, Ray. And for a goodly share of the $320,000.
All right, you got yourself a deal. Now, what about the pain? Won't such an operation hurt?
No, Ray. I will use ether as an anesthetic. It puts you to sleep. When you wake up, the surgery is over. There is no pain.
And you mean it, Doc? You swear you can give me another face?
Exactly. A much better one than you have right now. No scars, a straight nose, and a more pleasant mouth.
Can you imagine how you look talking to the Cisco kid and him not being able to tell who you are?
I told you that with my plan, your revenge could be much sweeter.
Another face. The next time the Cisco kid looks at me, he'll be looking into another face of death.
Aren't you awful tired, Cisco?
I do not doubt that you are, Chico. These past 6 months we have ridden far and ridden hard.
In all that time, we not find no trace of that killer, Ray Pascal. Poncho sure he get killed in a train wreck.
And I am sure he is not dead, Poncho. Those wagon marks and hoof prints prove there was someone waiting for him with a buckboard and team.
Poncho know that, and Poncho know you think the same hombres would rescue Pascal cause the train wreck. But how they could disappear into nothing?
They did not disappear. We have not been looking for them in the right place.
Then where do you think is the right place, Cisco?
Up ahead in the town of San Antonio, Pancho.
In the middle of all those peoples? And with the cavalry there? Boy, that Ray Pascal not could show his face on the street because he'd be recognized and captured.
Somewhere in this town, that maverick is hidden. The train wreck was close to San Antonio. If he had traveled away from town, we would have picked up his trail.
What you say we pick up the trail to that cafe over there, Cisco? Pancho, very hungry.
Yeah, good idea, amigo. Oh, there.
Hold on. We'll stop at the cafe.
I'm almost positive somewhere in one of these houses we will find Ray Pascal.
Oh, there are an awful lot of people here in this town. There's no chance for us to search every house. Even if you get permission from the army to do it.
No, you're right about that.
There's a table over in the corner, Cisco, next to where that senorita and those three hombres sitting.
Si, Pancho, go ahead.
Pancho think Pancho had a steak with 4 eggs and some sausage. You want to sit over there with your back to the wall, Cisco?
I do, Pancho. Gracias.
Pancho don't care. Pancho sit here and be so busy eating, Pancho don't notice no one anyway. And Pancho be as happy as the people at this next table after Pancho eat.
The funniest part of the story was when the salesman got me to try on the other boots.
Pancho, what the matter, Cisco? That voice, the voice of the hombre sitting back to back with you.
To tell me. And there he was, pulling and tugging away at the boots.
Oh, didn't you tell him it was too small?
That is what you should have done. Oh, no. I let him work and sweat. He must have sweated off 10 pounds trying to get that boot on my foot.
Well, Santo Pancho, like that coyote Ray Pascal.
Yeah, when that greenhorn salesman finally realized...
Momento, Coyote.
Hey, what the thunder...
Well, Santos, you are not the one I'm looking for.
Well, then stop waving that gun in my face.
You heard the man. Get that gun out of his face. Get out of here.
You big mouth maverick, what you mean to hit Cisco?
Hey, gentlemen, please.
Hold on, Pancho. Perhaps I had it coming. You, hombre.
You mean me?
Si.
If you're looking for gunplay, go ahead, draw.
Cisco, the other hombre, watch out those two not getting you in a crossfire.
Keep your guns holstered, hombres. I made a mistake. I grabbed you, senor, because I thought you were the killer I'm looking for. Your voice and his, same build and carriage. I cannot get over the resemblance.
Well, mister, what do you think now?
That is just as I said. I made a mistake. You do not look like Ray Pasco. I am sorry for the trouble I caused.
Lucky you're apologizing, Jayhawker. It means I won't have to kill you.
What'd you say?
I apologize because I thought I was wrong. Not because I'm afraid of you, hombre.
That's right, Gil. Forget about it.
As a doctor, I would prescribe a cooling off of tempers before this conversation is continued.
No, I feel like Gil does about it. No long-nosed vinegaroon comes around looking for a fight, then tries to crawfish out of it with an apology because he's yellow.
Get this, you got this. I would say it once. Luck is on your side that I am wrong. Do not push that luck.
Gentlemen, please, no violence.
You two hotheads, listen to me. I'll simmer down.
Well, what do you say, Gil?
I say let's get him.
Cisco!
Shoot the gun out of my hand.
Bueno, Cisco, you not only shoot the gun from his hand, but you send it out of his reach with another bullet when he goes to get it.
Steady, Maverick. The next bullet is for you.
I'm steady. I ain't making a move.
Now for the other curtain. You, the one called Gil.
If Edna here hadn't spoiled my aim when she pushed me, you'd be dead.
And you'd be on your way to jail, Gil Crossman, with that hot-tempered partner of yours to keep you company.
I am grateful to you, Senorita Edna, for saving my life. I'm the Cisco Kid. This is mi compañero, Pancho.
Pancho, great or grateful that you saved Cisco's life, Senorita Edna?
I'm glad I was able to. Will you forget what my two friends with the itchy trigger fingers tried to do?
Of course, Senorita. You, Gil Crossman, make sure you keep out of my way. You, hombre.
Mm-hmm.
What is your name?
Al. Al Peterson.
Oh, if Pancho keep his eyes closed, Pancho swear that Ray Pasco.
Come, Al. Edna, Gil, are you coming with us?
Yes, Doc. This is another friend of mine, Cisco. Dr. Gustav von Bright.
Honored to make acquaintance with you, Herr Cisco. And you too, Herr Pancho. And now, if you will excuse us, we must be on our way. Gentlemen.
Adios, Cisco. See you again sometime.
Adios, senorita. Until that time.
Oh, adios. You know something, Cisco? Pancho not can get over the voice of that Peterson hombre.
He's a puzzle to me also, Pancho. Obviously, he is not Ray Pasco.
He and that Gil Crossman, they're no better than Ray Pasco. They tried to kill you.
Those two Cortes do not bother me. The German doctor is much more dangerous to my way of thinking.
Why do you think that?
Why would he be with hombres like Crossman and Peterson?
Amigos?
I do not think so.
Business?
What kind of business would he have with them?
Bandido business.
Mavericks like Peterson and Crossman do not stop with rustling or robbing. Their kind kills at the drop of a cimbrone.
Well, that means their business got to be...
Si, Pancho. Murdered.
I don't see how Gil could have let Ray Pasco escape.
Especially when I gave instructions that Gil was to guard him and watch every move he made. If Gil has not found...
There's that grove of cottonwoods. That's where we'll meet Gil.
I hope he's already there, Edna.
I hope he picked up the trail that double cross it. Hey, Gustav. There's Gil's pinto. Oh, boy. Oh.
Oh. Oh. Oh. Oh.
Yeah. What about it, Gil? Did you find any trace of that skunk, Ray Pasco?
No. Not a trace, Edna.
Yeah. Give him a cuff.
What kind of guard are you?
Now look, Doc. I don't have to take that from you. If Edna hadn't made me miss Cisco, maybe Ray...
Oh, shut up, Gil. Doc's right. Your job was to guard Pasco, not to let him out of your sight.
Well, I can't figure how he gave me the slip. He must have been waiting all the time for a chance to make a getaway so he wouldn't have to split that money with us.
Yeah. Supposing I tell the Cisco kid that Al Peterson knows where Ray Pasco's hiding.
Yeah. Then Cisco and the fat one will trail after Al Peterson.
Ah. And from what we know of Cisco, he'll find him.
Hmm. Only thing wrong with the idea is that Cisco may learn Al Peterson and Ray Pasco were the same person.
What if he does? We three will be on Cisco's trail. He finds Pasco for us. We find him and his partner a grave. A grave to bury him in after we kill him.
idea when you say we should search the house of that German doctor, Cisco.
Lucky we did not enter the house as soon as we rode up.
Don't you wonder why that Al Peterson hombre, he come back here by himself? He sneak into the house like he not want to be seen.
If we can get closer, we may be able to see through a window. Come on.
Why, a rider coming, Cisco.
It is too dark to tell who it is.
See, it's a dark night.
Oh, over there.
Oh, he is that senorita from the cafe.
Senorita Edna.
See. Oh, is he going into the house?
Now, Pancho, follow me.
Andre.
It's so dark, they're not able to see us.
Take no chances. Stop here.
See. Oh, the light coming from that window up ahead.
Come on.
Neither Gil nor the doctor could find any trace of me, huh?
Of course not. That's why I told you to meet me here at the house. I never think of looking for you here.
You got any idea you double-crossed him?
If they did, I wouldn't be here now.
That's right. Hey, how did you get away from him?
My own plan. I'd rather split the money with you two ways instead of four.
Well, that makes sense.
Gil, the doc and me are supposed to be out looking for Cisco and Pancho.
Cisco, you here? Keep them.
Looking for him? Why?
Tell the two law dogs you know where to find Ray Pascoe.
What?
No, don't get excited.
Cisco, get to I said.
Now start explaining fast.
Look, they can't trail you, but they figure Cisco will be able to.
Yeah?
We can afford to let Cisco and Pancho find you.
And?
Doc and Gil will be following Cisco and Pancho to gun them down. After that, I'll be there to gun down Gil Crossman and Dr. Von Dyke.
The dry gulching.
Wait, the window. Someone's up.
Keep your hands away from the horses.
Cisco. It's a Cisco kid.
Outside there all the time. He heard...
Everything, Maverick. Pancho and I heard everything.
You dry gulching coyotes. We hear what you say.
Get their guns, Pancho.
Oh, Pancho, get him, Cisco.
So, Al Peterson, you know where to find Ray Pascoe.
I didn't say that.
Oh, you not got to. We hear what Senorita Edna say.
Where is he?
I don't know.
That's right. He doesn't know.
I wonder.
What you wonder, Cisco?
This Maverick's eyes. Yesterday in the cafe was not the first time I looked into Al Peterson's eyes.
I never saw you before yesterday.
Well, you know him from before, Cisco?
Somehow I do. His features are not familiar, and yet I have the feeling I am looking at a mask. A mask covering the face of someone I know.
You're plumb loco. You're out of your head.
Pancho, go out into the streets. Find Dr. Van Bright and Gil Crossman. Bring them here.
But, Cisco, maybe it better we get help from the cavalry
post. We have our guns. Do as I ask.
If you're thinking of telling the plan you overheard, it won't do you no good. They'll never believe you.
I am not concerned with the workings of your evil plan, Senorita. I want to know how Von Bright was able to give Ray Pascoe here another face.
You're only guessing.
If I am right, my guess will put Al Peterson where Ray Pascoe should be.
And if you're wrong, maybe Ray Pascoe will put you where you should be. In a pine box in Boot Hill.
I ought to bend the barrel of my gun over the fat one's head. Instead of following him this way, Dunk.
No, Gil. Pancho is protection for us. Let him walk into the house in front of us.
But we ain't certain Cisco is waiting there. Hey, Pancho. What'd you say your partner was?
Pancho not say. You find out all you want to know when you get to where Pancho take you.
You can see for yourself he's headed toward the house.
How are we going to get the drop on Cisco?
Not with our guns. Cisco is too far. But the science of medicine will help us.
What do you mean?
I will find a way to steal some ether, the liquid I used to put...
Yeah, I know.
Well, I will drop the ether on my handkerchief. With it, I will try to find a chance to put Cisco to sleep.
If we find a chance, it'll be a sleep you'll never awake from.
What you two hombres whisper about?
Well, what do you know, Doc? Cisco must be waiting for us in your house. There it is.
Hold on. Hold on.
Ho, there.
Now you find the answer to your questions?
Yes.
It is better we ask the Cisco Kid.
Yeah, I reckon you're right, Doc. But first, Pancho...
What you trying to do?
You let out a yell to be your last. Here, Doc. You hold on to his guns.
Yes, Kid.
You're going to walk in front of us into that house, Pancho. Now move, pronto.
Oh, you not get away with this.
From the shadow of his hat by the window, you can see that Cisco is in the far corner of the room.
Yeah. He won't get the drop on us.
Come in, hombre. Out of the way, Pancho.
What in thunder?
Come with that bit. He's alongside the doorway.
The shadow on the wall? He's just my sombrero on the table.
Yeah, looks like Cisco fooled all of us, eh, Edna?
Looks like it, Al. Cisco thinks Al Peterson here is Ray Pascal with another face.
So you found Al Peterson, Edna?
She find him and plot to kill you and this coyote Gilsinger here, Doctor.
Let's go. All of you. Help them get rid of their guns, Pancho.
Oh, si, Pancho, do it.
Now, Senor Doctor, I am going to ask you one time. How did you disguise this hombre Peterson? I know he is Ray Pascal.
I think it's better for me to tell you. It will go easier for me with the law.
You ain't thinking of lying about me, are you, Doc?
You better think twice, Doc.
Better than I can tell you, I can show you, Cisco. If you will permit me.
What do you do, Cisco?
This is my medicine and surgical bag. In this bottle, I have a formula which will remove the disguise from Al Peterson's face. So you can see for yourself he is Ray Pascal.
Can he do it, Edna?
I don't know.
You will let him try it, hombre, or you will get a bullet.
Yes. I pour the liquid onto my handkerchief and use the handkerchief
across your nose and mouth. Cisco!
Oh, not one of you coyotes move. Pancho got you covered.
As for you, Gil Crawford, the law will deal with you better at your trial than I do with my fist.
And the law do the same for you other bandidos, too. He's not able to give you a change of face, but he give you all a change of clothes, prison clothes for the rest of your lives. Cisco.
Si, Pancho.
Oh, that doctor, he not could rub off the face from the bandido Ray Pascal, could he?
No, of course not, Pancho.
No.
He pretended he could to get the chance to use the ether on me.
Oh, see. He never get the chance to use it again now that he in the jail.
You can be sure those four bandidos will remain in jail the rest of their lives.
See, the rest of their lives. They all accuse each other at the trial when they find out they double-crossing each other one together.
The only thing left to be cleared up is the disappearance of the train Ray Pascal robbed.
Oh, see, he not tell nothing about it or the money?
No. But after a few years behind bars, he was there all he knows.
Cisco, what you say they call what the doctor do with the Ray Pascal?
It is called plastic surgery, Pancho. Or sometimes it is known as having the face lifted.
Oh, having the face lifted, huh? You know that Ray Pascal could get his face lifted without that operation, Cisco.
But that is impossible, Pancho. How could it be done?
Easy, with a piece of rope around his neck.
Oh, Pancho! Cisco! Diablo!
This has been a presentation of OTRWesterns.com, and we hope you enjoyed. Please take some time to like and rate our shows in your favorite podcast application. Follow us on Facebook by going to OTRWesterns.com/Facebook. Subscribe to our YouTube channel by going to OTRWesterns.com/YouTube. and send us an email, podcast@otrwesterns.com. You can call and leave us a voicemail, 707-986-8739. This episode is copyright under the Attribution Non-Commercial Share-Alike copyright. For more information, go to otrwesterns.com/copyright. Have a great day, and thanks for listening.